traitors and enemies. You have awakened the American giant and filled us with terrible resolve. And freedom is never given. It is earned. It is fought for. It is taken. So take it. Before the womb, we were known, so we must know. We were chosen, so we must choose. Before birth, we were loved, so we must love. We are born of war, so we must war. Good against evil, from before the beginning to after the end. God is good. Good is intentional help. Not God is evil. Evil is intentional harm. Life and freedom are good. Death and slavery are evil. There are two ways, the way of life and the way of death, and they are vastly different. I chose long ago. Now you must choose. Conceived and raped, orphaned and adopted, claimed by Christians, initiated by indigenous, tribally trained, martial arts mastered, psyops and special forces served. Decades of duty in DEA and DIA. Intelligence inducted, deep state betrayed, Yeshua saved. Dedicated to Republic rescue, American exceptionalism, and redemption by God's grace. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is The Prather. Welcome, everybody. I'm Jeff Prather. This is the Prather Brief. And I just want to mention I have a very special guest today, but that fits in with yesterday's Prather point. This is today's Prather Brief. And yesterday's Prather point had Anna Toledo, the brave targeted justice attorney. And if you can show that where they can see that, I've gotten a lot of requests for this because this was a very breaking lawsuit showing that targeted justice is showing the deep state for the targeted justice gang stalking that's going on with all of the weaponry. I've also posted the complaint in all of its detail on my Patreon.com at the Cy Warrior level, the $15 a month level, along with a lot of other stuff. And so that was presenting the problem, the battlefield, how the deep state is warring against Americans. Head on Sasha Latipova on my Brighton show, how she showed that the military is behind this, my military, I'm sorry to say. But that's an important bookend to this show because yesterday we presented the problems. Today we're going to present solutions, options, and answers because there's always solutions, options, and answers. It's not just, hey, give up, never give up. I am always hopeful. I am always faith-filled. And that's very, very important to see and understand. So make sure you take a look at Breaking Targeted Justice Sues Deep State Tortures. One remark from that yesterday was from Sherry0947. Awesome show, praying for this brave, courageous woman and her lawsuit. And the people being targeted, Father, give them strength and guidance. Surround them with a hedge of your love and protection in the strong name of Yeshua. Amen. Of course, Yeshua being the actual name of Jesus. Which is actually part of the name of God, Yahweh, which leads me into the next point, which is God's signature inside our DNA. So it's Yahweh without initials, and Yeshua is the first part of God's name in Jesus's name, literally in the Shem. And so if you study Hebrew Torah, and my wife was Jewish, she was raised Jewish, she speaks and writes Hebrew, then there's letters that correspond to the numbers, and that's 10565, and that is the same combination of dioxyribonucleic acid of the sulfuric bridge spells out 10565, which spells out Yahweh, which means the Creator has stamped our DNA with His signature. Oh, get all emotional. seeing that. So that's very important to understand. Of course, modern science, as Dr. Young said on the Mother Show, is not science. It's scientism. It's a religion of its own. It's just like the Pharisees. The Pharisees of today are the PhDs. I got a couple honorary PhDs. I don't really use them because I don't care much for them. And yesterday I was talking about my two BAs, my bachelor's degrees from the U of A, and how the FBI is taking over the University of Arizona's police department, likely for another false flag. That's another important episode that you should probably watch. It's not probably, you should. And certainly everybody in Arizona should be very concerned about this. But also talking about Yahshua, who bears the name of Yahweh, who has stamped our DNA with his signature, claiming, "You are mine, I am yours." Process of sanctification. Go back to my speech at the Truth and Health Freedom Conference at Clay Clark, the last one I spoke at. The process of sanctification versus the seduction of evil. And that's very important to understand. And that the kingdom of God, as Yeshua says, is inside us. So take a quick look at this clip.
In the brain, in the cranium, there is the cerebrum. And in the cerebrum, and in particular, the claustrum is sitting right there in the middle of the head, virtually. From the claustrum, there is a secretion, brain fluid. And this fluid is an oil. And in ancient times, this fluid was called, in Greek, it's called Christos. It's called the Christ. It's this beautiful fluid which comes from the cerebrum and pours down the spinal cord. It goes down the spinal cord and it reaches the sacral plexus, right next door to the sacrum, which are the five second bottommost fused vertebrae bones at the bottom of the spinal column. The bottommost portion of the spinal column is called the coccyx. Then just above that is the sacrum. Five fused bones. So the sacral plexus is connected to the sacrum. And the fluid which comes from the cerebrum pours down the spinal cord and comes to this, the bottommost part of the spinal cord.
And so that's a great overview of the kingdom of God is literally within us. Very misunderstood. Christos is traditionally translated as oil, as olive oil, and that's not really what that is about. This is a much deeper dive. So I'm, as your intelligence officer, I am IPBing the battlefield. I am intelligence preparing the battlefield so you can understand the battlefield, which is above us and within us and around us, and the weapons thereof. So the weapons there are is Raytheon. I used to do work for Raytheon through Warrior School. Look at this Raytheon claw diagram here, targeting with different electrical impulses, brain, skull, adrenal, ears, teeth, larynx, thyroid, heart, penis, testes, uterus, vagina, spinal cord. All of these things are being targeted by these deep state weapons, and they're very, very sophisticated. I was on an email string with Todd Callender, and he's like, "Wow, I didn't know it was this sophisticated." Yes, even an Eden Day Apache arrow has the arrowhead. It is tied on with sinnoh. There's a hardwood shaft fitted into a cattail cane piece of arrow. Then the feathers are attached with sinnoh, and then there is a hardwood nock that has seven or eight pieces. Weaponry is always more sophisticated than people think. And the delivery system, you can see through this illustration of kilohertz from 1917, and we're talking about the plague then, which was also a bioweapon, by the way, and the plague now through the 5G. So on jeffreyprather.com in the shop, you can get the Fallout Rescue Kit. That is one of my solutions by Dr. Will. He's on the Team America headquarters medical staff, is a naturopath and this will help with all the radiological poisoning that's going on. But we have somebody who is much more experienced than that on today, and that is Dr. Anna Mahasia. I hope I'm saying your last name right. But thank you so much for your patience, and I'm really glad and honored to have you on the show and to really break the news about your groundbreaking work finding about something else. So welcome.
Thank you so much, Major. Thank you for having me.
So, and I'm honored that you follow my stuff. When we contact you, like, oh, I follow your stuff. So that's really great. Well, I'm following your stuff. And so please elaborate on your credentials. You're a board certified doctor. You're in lots of clinics. You do a lot of work. You also do integrative medicine, but please list your bona fides for the audience.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm a board certified internal medicine physician. I have a PhD in pathology, and I have my own anti-aging clinic. I'm an author of the book Light Medicine, where I discuss a new paradigm for medicine that really incorporates that we are a divine spiritual being, and what would the science be to actually explain that through biophotonics. And this research that I did in biophysics, biophotonics, how we are basically working as bioelectric beings has been very instrumental to me understanding this warfare, because I became part of a international group that looked at the contents of the Pfizer vials, and we found nanotechnology. And when I first saw this, I really realized that this war is way deeper than what we've been told. It's not just about a spike protein. As you know, no virus has been isolated. And so then I went on this journey of researching some of the contents that we are finding. So we found these filamental structures that appear to be optical communication cables between microchips, and people were found to be emitting MAC addresses. And Dr. David Nixon, my colleague from Australia, he actually did tests with the Pfizer vial contents under the microscope. And for example, it was emitting up to 72 MAC addresses just from one drop of the vial. And so then what happened was that I endeavored to understand the broader context of the satanic transhumanist agenda that is endeavoring to really make humanity, this is the last generations of humans, and that this is a war on our free will, and that the soul and the spirit of the humans are a thing of the past, according to Yuval Harari, a spokesperson of the WEF. And so I was endeavoring to find out what would be the technological platform needed to hijack the soul, to really transform humans into these automaton cyborgs, as they were saying. And it turned out that understanding the bioelectric nature of our being was very important. And as you know, you spoke about targeted individual, that this warfare has existed for a long time, that particularly the intelligence agencies, they have monitored brainwaves and actually mapped the brain for over 60 years. And they have, as whistleblowers like Dr. Robert Duncan speak about in his book, Soul Catcher, they have the ability through artificial intelligence algorithms to actually remote target people via GPS, modify brainwaves, and literally hijack the soul. And this is one of the most important things that I am concerned about, that this warfare is not just about depopulation, about the shots, it's about complete enslavement, but ultimately it is a war upon our eternal soul, because we are God's beloved creation, and the satanic element that is really waging this war against us and using this technology is endeavoring to destroy that. So this is sort of a brief overview. It's kind of a large overview, but then it went into many different areas like geoengineering and things like that. I work with Clifford Carnicom, and so I'm happy to discuss that as well.
Well, that's a great, you at the top of a DA6, there's a summary of the report, and then we go into the report.
And I love that. And I love so many things about what you're saying. And the first thing is that you are tying real science into real spirituality, as opposed to scientism, which is the fake religion of science, like the Pharisees, with the fake religion of big church and big Christianity. And so we're really, as you saw at the beginning, we're seeing really when Yeshua says the kingdom of God is within you, he literally means kingdom of God is within you. And that when he says, I am the light, literally he means the light. I just did a whole big show on the shroud, and there's the Sudarimo of Yedo over his head. He's dead. There's the shroud. He's alive in weightlessness. So all of that. And so I think what you're doing is so important, because allopathy and Western medicine is dead and buried. CDC, FDA, DEA, they have no credibility left. So we have to build new structures, parallel structures and parallel economies. And I think you are at the forefront of doing that. And in my book Initiation, we talk about the electromagnetic bioluminescence around us, or halos or auras, or whatever you want to call it. And that the real problem when astronauts get far away from Earth is not lack of gravity, it's lack of being to the Earth's gravitational field. What I would say is the Great Holy Spirit, or in Inde and Apache terms, of that. But let's break this down, because you were talking about biophotonics, I think. And I think that's where I'm not as well versed as you. But I see parallels between traditional tribal learning and real Christianity and what you are doing. I think it starts with biophotonics. And I think you said that's where we have to figure this stuff out. So can you kind of start there? Because then the creator, the connection to the creator through the Christ has to be interfered with. So let's drop back to that and talk about the biophotonics for a moment, if you could.
Yes, absolutely. So all matter is derived from subatomic particles. And so if you reverse engineer matter and you go to smaller and smaller scales, eventually you end up at atoms and then electrons and then actually photons and then subatomic particles. So it's been shown in a scientific study called biophysics that the human body is a conglomerate of light and sound that actually spans over 72 octaves. And it's been shown, for example, that the communication in our body functions via biophotonic light. For example, if one photon hits the retina, it can start 100,000 chemical reactions in the body. So you can have extremely low signals of electromagnetic frequency that can have a huge effect. If you understand that our heart has an electromagnetic center, our brain waves are electromagnetic. And so if you are wanting to interfere with the most fundamental part of what we are, which ultimately is our thought and our consciousness. Our thought and our consciousness is being processed in our brain. And the issue here is that part of this weapon system, so if you use nanotechnology, it operates on that subatomic level. And if you are endeavoring, as these transhumanists are working to do, to marry synthetic biology, meaning something that's artificial, not of God, and alter the divine creation of God, as you have shown in our DNA, we have the thumbprint of God in us. We are divine. And so the alteration of the mimicry and the blasphemy of God via this artificial intelligence synthetic biology is what is happening. And this is what I've been sounding the alarm, because I've been finding it in the blood. The blood is a sacred fluid that holds tremendous power. And these filamental structures, that historically were first observed through geoengineering projects. People were sprayed with what was called Morgellons, and they were said to be crazy and that it was like, some delusionary thing. But what it was a hydrogel-based synthetic life form that was crossed with bacteria, archaea, and eukaryotes, meaning all three domains of life. And Clifford Carnicum did a lot of research about that, as well as metals. And these filaments could grow. They would feed literally on either electrical stimuli, on life force, or electromagnetic frequency, and they would build microchips, in that case octahedral ones, that acted as senders and receivers and transmitters. So now the parallel to the C19 shots was that we found the same filamental structures. And in fact, I had seen research. So of 2012, someone had done a chemical analysis of the filaments and found derivatives of butyric acid, which is a molecule that creates hydrogel. And the same stuff I found in FOIA requests of the C19 shots as part of the lipid nanoparticle technology that's also part of this hydrogel. So what is hydrogel? Hydrogel is a programmable matter that is able to create devices, electronic devices, biosensors, as well as that can mimic every cell in the body. For example, brain cells, if combined with something like carbon nanotubes, which people know as graphene oxide, the carbon nanotubes can mimic our microtubules in which consciousness is being processed. So literally you can create an alternate brain, and you can are creating an antenna that is literally conducive to this 5G electromagnetic frequency or HARP or other weapon system that the deep state is using on the entire population via ELF to control, to mind control them. And so this is what we found. And in the vials, by the way, there are all kinds of metals as well. I'm a certified chelation practitioner, and the amount of metals that have increased in human bodies are substantial. And I've seen that the concoction of the spraying clearly has increased in terms of radioactive materials like uranium. Certainly tungsten is more visible now, which Mark Steele, the weapons expert, discusses that it should only be in your body if it is used as a weapon. Then also aluminum, barium, all of these things. So people are being poisoned in major ways. There's an accelerated aging that's occurring in the entire population, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And these filamental structures, what they do in the blood is they've decreased the electrical conductivity of the blood by up to 47%. This is what we've measured in vaccinated and unvaccinated blood. So it's hijacking the life force. It's feeding off of our biophotonic light. And so this is where young people are having dementia-like symptoms or palpitations, chest pains. You know, I see more and more people with this pulsatile tinnitus, which you know is also a symptoms of directed energy weapons. So it's just, there's this battlefield that I'm endeavoring to alert people to that's much broader than just a spike protein. This is very advanced technology. It's clearly of military use, and it's been utilized to transform our entire biosphere and all of humanity.
Well, there's a lot there. Let's unpack this after this break. But I just love that you used the spiritual warfare terminology of mimicking systems, because that's how the seduction of evil works. You are super sharp in science and in spirituality both. But let's talk after this break about the jump from the unvaccinated, because that is also very crucial. But this is Jeff Prather on the Prather Brief with my very special guest, Dr. Anna Mahashia. We'll be right back with you after this.
The world is about to shift. Banks are going cashless globally with the emergence of central bank digital currency, which will bring with it programmable money and the ability to turn on or off your purchasing power based on your digital social profile. It's like the equivalent of spyware in your bank account. You need to get out of the system with the world's safest and most private assets, silver and gold. Call Kirk Elliott, PhD, 720-605-3900.
Welcome back. I'm Jeff Prather. This is the Prather Brief, doing a groundbreaking interview with faithful, real scientist, Dr. Anna Malaysia, talking about the weapons systems that have been used to hijack the soul. And I find that fascinating because as I see them creating an alternative fake economy, what I call the dark economy of the deep state, part of the global cabal, which is weapons, people and drugs, and also this fake culture. You see neo-Nazis in black and red in Ohio, along with Patriot Front in blue and tan. They're really all the same thing. And just like externally they're creating this, internally they're creating this as well. And I see lots of parallels there with that. But I think one of the most important things is you've discovered that there is a jump from the purebloods, from the unvaccinated. And please explain that to me, because that sounds very concerning.
Yes, so very early on, you know, we had these DARPA files that came out and that discussed self-spreading vaccines. And the process of shedding was also described in the Pfizer documents that clearly said, it's like, look, if you are an unvaccinated man and you are in contact with an unvaccinated woman, that man can carry whatever the vaccine contents were to another woman. There were known side effects to unvaccinated women in regards to menstrual irregularities. So I saw this early on in my office. I, for example, saw things like somebody took a bath who was unvaccinated right after they a vaccinated person was in that same bath water, and they developed a pulmonary embolus within 4 hours that almost killed them. So I was very much alerted to things like the shedding phenomenon, and I knew about it. And then what happened was once I got involved with an international group and we looked at the contacts of the vials, we also started looking at live blood. And initially in the world, live blood practitioners saw these filamental structures in vaccinated blood, and they found what's called rouleau formation, which is clumping of the blood and this microclotting. And for example, Dr. Philippe Veldenberger, and he called this graphene oxide. So these structures then started appearing in unvaccinated blood. In December, I still saw a few unvaccinated people who had clean blood, but then nobody had clean blood anymore that I was looking at. All of them had these structures. I looked at the blood right after they had, documented COVID. I found these structures. I looked at it in long COVID, same thing. I looked at it with people who had severe symptoms from shedding, same thing. So this filamental structures, we've done experiments with it, and it grows with EMF or 5G exposure. I've drawn parallels to what Mike Adams had evaluated. So he looked at the clot contents of cadavers that have passed away with the vaccine or from the vaccine, and he analyzed them and found a self-assembling polymer with metals in it that was extremely resistant to decomposition. So my concern was that this hydrogel that we're seeing, and me and Clifford Connicum, we did infrared spectroscopy that clearly indicated that some of the chemical groups found in the blood are synergistic with hydrogel, and we have some new findings that we will be shortly presenting. So I think that this synthetic biology has jumped. It has infected all of humanity via, number one, geoengineering. So it's being sprayed on us. We found the same filaments in rainwater. It was in the mask. It was in the nasal swabs. I now did a live blood analysis on meat, organic and inorganic, and I found the same stuff. My findings were replicated by Dr. David Nixon in Australia. So the meat supply is contaminated. We're eating this stuff via our food. And so I believe that the transhumanist agenda is to vaccinate people in every which way, and that this stuff is a synthetic biology antenna that is causing accelerated aging. And so what I found also in working with Karen Kingston, she had documented that EDTA, which is a molecule that removes metals out of the body, and which I happen to use as a chelation practitioner to decontaminate people from things like lead, is also an antidote for this hydrogel. And it also dissolves graphene. So what I started using is in IV therapy, I used it on people and their blood cleared within two infusions, and all the rouleau, the clumping of the blood dissolved, as well as these ribbon-like structures disappeared. But one of the things that is very concerning is that people would, for example, get around vaccinated people and then be recontaminated, or we would have a heavy chemtrail spraying and be recontaminated. Even however they careful they were. I even looked at milk, which was half and half from the grocery store, and I found these filaments in them. So I believe that part of the contamination process also through the food supply. I've talked with engineers who've looked at nanotechnologies for decades, and they are saying that because of the chemtrail spraying, all of the crops, even organic crops that are grown outside, are contaminated. So this technology is on a nano scale, so you cannot see it under the microscope, but when it starts growing, it can grow from nanometers to centimeters in minutes. It can be explosively growing. And my concern is that what is happening with this sudden death syndrome? Because people who were, for example, holding their cell phone, they were all of a sudden turning around as if they were seeing a demon and then convulsing and falling to the ground. I believe this has something to do with the technology. We know that the intelligence community has the ability to put any drug in any human being via frequency alone, as well as transmit any viral or synthetic biology via frequency as well. And so I think that being aware of this multi-level warfare is very important. The other thing that I just want to mention is that the amount of people who've had anxiety and depression who never had a history of this, we call the symptoms long COVID, but long COVID, as I said, is part of the synthetic biology that affects the brain. I do testing in my clinic of the autonomic nervous system function as well as the functional brain, and I see brain aging by 30 years that specifically affects the hippocampus, which is the seat of memory. So people can be 20, 30 years young, and they can't remember stuff. So I believe that this is part of the warfare, because if you have people who have no energy, they're so tired, they can't think straight, they can't fight the system. And this is part of the lethargy that we're seeing that can clearly be documented via these functional brain EEGs.
Well, there's a lot there. You reminds me of Jesse Femian, as a second year cadet at the U.S. Air Force Academy, just committed suicide. That's the third one this year. You know, when the deep state was coming, when DA was coming after me, there was another, I just posted this on my Patreon, another agent who ate his gun in the same, in the bathroom down the hall, because they want us to quit. They want us to all become suicidal. I think from what you're saying, it sounds like when the apostles ask Yeshua what the last day is going to look like, is the last days will be like the last days of Noah, where the entire world is corrupted. How do you corrupt the entire world? Well, you corrupt it at the nano level by making everything infected. And I've had Dean Wigginton of geoengineering on before. And so you're saying there's multiple vectors for the delivery systems of these things. And also it's in the water. But let's talk about solutions, because you mentioned IV therapy. I'm on a thread with a bunch of Liberty doctors that have been talking about pure blood banks, and there are no pure blood banks as far as I can understand. But I work in biotech intelligence only for the good guys in gene therapy, but cleaning the blood is a viable way. And that sounds like what you are saying as well, that it's not possible to have a pure blood bank, but it is possible to clean the blood. Do I have that right about the IV therapy that you're talking about? Because let's get into solutions to these weapon systems.
Yes, so at least at the microscopic level, it appears that this is true, and I've replicated this over and over. So first of all, the physicians need to open their mind to looking at the live blood. This has been poo-pooed as a naturopathic, you know, quackery, as so much of natural medicine has. And when this arrogance is present, what you're not looking for, you cannot find. And so I highly recommend, you know, for physicians and healthcare providers to start looking at the blood, because that's when their eyes will be opened. It's really shocking to see. And the quality of the blood has continuously declined. So then the next thing is to look for solutions. So the EDTA is one of them. I looked at people who've been on all the vax injury protocols, including, you know, the ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, all of those things, but it doesn't clean the blood. It can help with the Rouleau, but the filaments remain. And I believe that if the filaments remain, they continue to cause damage and aging process from a cardiovascular perspective, from a blood clotting perspective. So now I've shown images on my Substack that clearly show an unvaccinated person who has had the same rubbery clots as a vaccinated. I've seen turbo cancers now from shedding.
Jeff, put the Substack up, please, while we're talking, and then put up... please, Dr. Anna, where your solutions are on your websites there as well. So, Jeff, if you can put up the Substack with the photos and talk us through that, and then also the, solutions, not the book, but the Substack.
On my Substack, if you see, I've shown many images with the EDTA chelation before and after two IVs of what the blood looks like before and after. I recommend electron donors, which are antioxidants, because basically if the electrical power of the blood is being hijacked, then we have to give it back. So vitamin C is very easy in high doses. Linus Pauling talked about how this is an electron donor. It can regenerate many tissues. It's also chelator, so it binds to metal, so it's very easy to do. Humic and fulvic acid detoxifies. Graphene is also something that can give direct electricity to the mitochondria and the cells. I love methylene blue, same thing. It bypasses mitochondrial dysfunction, gives direct electricity to the cells, and increases the oxygen delivery to the cells between 30 and 70%. Anything like in terms of nutritional optimization, you need your vitamin D, your B vitamin. You need to be as complete as you possibly can, because the nutritional value of our food is highly decreased. So then other modalities for detox are, for example, ionizing foot baths. There are anti-nano devices. There are people, if you have a clean source of carbon-60 that can be an electron donor, you just want to make sure that it's not contaminated with graphite. So other things that people can do. Nitric oxide is chronically deficient in people, and it's needed as a neurotransmitter. It's needed by the gut microbiome to also detoxify graphene. So there's many things that people can do. And then also they need to take care of their mind. Get away from your cell phone. It's a weapon. Put it in a Faraday cage. Have EMF protection around you. Go out in the wilderness. Hug a tree. Be away from 5G and this electromagnetic frequency that's making everybody sick. So it's very important to look at our health holistically. Grow your own food if you can in a greenhouse, so it's not being sprayed via chemtrails. Get your own water out of deep wells. Get away from city water. It's all poisoned with fluoride and all kinds of other chemicals. So these things that, you know, used to be, again, conspiracies by preppers now make absolute sense, because you have to understand that all of our life is targeted. Our food supply, our social interactions is being targeted, because they know that this shedding phenomenon is real. So I think that we need to build a way of defending ourselves on every level, as well as spiritually.
Love all that. So yeah, and of course, Mike Adams is a friend. We've been on each other's shows many times. I'm on Brighton. But I want to go back to your solutions page. Which of your websites should we put up for so people can look at solutions? Is that the TrueBlueMedical.com? Is that where
the Substack? My Substack really shows also many videos in terms of how to use the EDTA. It shows my interviews there. So that's where I have my research posted. So the other websites are related to light therapy, but this exactly what you're showing right now, people will find detoxification methods and why it is. And then a lot of the research with my colleagues, like Dr. David Nixon, Engineer Shimon Yanovitz, and Engineer Matt Taylor, about our findings of these things in the environment.
So you said something about, I'm still trying to understand the jump. And the jump is from the unvaccinated, from the pure bloods, and that comes from chemical chemtrails. That comes from maybe in Japan, where people use a furo, they scrub outside the tub, they get inside the tub, it's the same water. There's various ways. You haven't really isolated the vectors for the jump from the pure bloods to the vaccinated for shedding. Is that correct?
So I believe that it's multitudes. I believe that there is a direct transmission from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated. That's been very clear in the sense that it can be physical, potentially, in terms of these filaments, because we found the filaments in sweat, in saliva, in vaginal fluids, in urine. So this stuff is excreted by the vaccinated people. And so if you come in contact, it can definitely physically transfer, but there is also an electromagnetic effect. Again, if you have somebody who has this technology in their body, what is their biophotonic emission? Because we are connected via this electromagnetic biophotonic light frequency. So I believe that this could explain some of the things of how can a woman who's unvaccinated, who's just riding a car with a recently vaccinated person, get out after a car ride and start immediately hemorrhaging. I mean, it takes so much from a chemical perspective to change the body, to induce something like that, it has to be both an electromagnetic and a physical signal, as far as I can understand. I believe that this is very, very advanced technology. Yes, it is spreading, and I believe we are inhaling it, we're eating it, we're drinking it, so that's the concern.
We can take another break, but you know, that's why taking off your shoes, earthing, walking around in moccasins, which have rawhide, being out, all the things that I do. We grow our own food and everything, but I think now I'm starting to understand that because you're in the enclosed space, the emitters through the electromagnetic channel could, because they're in a close proximity, maybe it's because of a long drive or something. I think I'm starting to get the hang of that. But we'll talk more about that after this break. This is Jeff Prath on the Prather Brief, interviewing Dr. Anna Brown, groundbreaking intelligence on these biodigital fifth generation weapons. We'll be right back with you after this.
Banks are supposed to be the safest placeholders for cash in the world. But in 2022, that changed. The Federal Reserve pulled out $2.5 trillion of liquidity out of the banks. And the Fed also changed the requirements so banks don't need to keep any funds on hand. This means banks are starved for liquidity and have now become very dangerous places to hold your assets. Get out of the system with the world's safest and most private assets, silver and gold. Call Kirk Elliott, PhD at 720-605-3900.
Hey guys, Justin here with the Satellite Phone Store, and today we're going to talk about EcoFlow's solar panel options.
Designed for portable power, these foldable solar panels come with a kickstand case for easy transportation, setup, and protection. Each panel uses an MC4 universal connector for wider compatibility and makes it super useful for charging a variety of devices.
And if you're interested in making a purchase or you'd like more information, please visit satellitephonestore.com or sat123.com.
Stand out from the status quo. Let them know you're a patriot with the Patriot Pin. We feature an entire line of 14-karat gold-plated pins, starting at $4.45. Challenge coins, only $17.45 each. And decals, only $6.45 each. Order now and get a free gift at thepatriotpin.com.
Here's what you missed at the last Ask the Expert.
When the FedNow system goes online, it syncs with your bank account and pulls 7 years of banking data into the FedNow system, of which the IRS will have direct access to. You can imagine why we needed 87,000 IRS agents.
You ask the questions. You participate. Next time, interact with Alex Newman. Ask the Expert, every Thursday night at 8:30, only on AMP Insider.
Welcome to a new era of connecting patriots, AMP Insider.
Welcome back. I'm Jeff Prather. This is the Prather Brief, interviewing Dr. Anna Malashia's groundbreaking work on the weapon systems being used against Americans and humanity. And if we could open Dr. Anna's latest Substack, from May 2nd, the replication of electrical transformation of COVID-19 unvaccinated blood, filament growth documented by CDP extraction isolation, along with Clifford Carnicom. And I think where I want to go back to again is the chronopotentiometry electromag. That's the key. That's the vector, it looks like to me, where this new phenomena is happening, where people are being weaponized to infect other people. Do I have that right, doctor?
Well, so we were trying to figure out, like, where do these filaments come from and what are they? And so what we did is we took unvaccinated blood that looked completely normal under the microscope and just applied a low-level electrical current. Clifford Carnicom did that initially last year, and the blood transformed into a network of filaments that was unrecognizable as blood. And so he repeated it then. We repeated it with 1,000 times lower current. It's just 10 milliamps, and it happened again. And so now we redid it, and we looked at microscopic images that were 100 times more enlarged. So we really are observing that it appears that the filaments are coming from a source that he's calling these cross-domain bacteria. Why is this important? Was because he was the first one who endeavored to describe the biology of this Morgellons fiber that clearly had a beginning of genesis, which is this cross-domain bacteria, and out of which these filaments would grow huge. And these filaments were made out of a hydrogel with metals. And so this is where the sort of parallels are coming from. And so this same stuff is in unvaccinated blood, and it is exactly what we are seeing. And the reason why I also posed the parallels is La Quinta Columna, they heated a drop of the Pfizer vial contact, and the same filament started to grow. Same thing, Shimon Yanovich, the electrical engineer from Israel, he was the first one who had chain of custody on the all of the different vials of the C19 shots. And then he just allowed them to thaw at room temperature, then heated them to body temperature, and he photographed the self-assembly of these ribbon-like structures under the microscope. And I have all of this on my Substack. So what I'm endeavoring to explain to people is that there's this synthetic biology that was first isolated via geoengineering sprayed on people, and it was already part of this transhumanist agenda. And now we're at the tail end of the transhumanist agenda with this stuff being injected into people, but the chemical synthetic signature is the same. These long filament structures that can develop into these blood clots and that look like parasites, but they're not parasites. They're made of hydrogel, which is basically a plastic.
So broke where they were going to graveyards of freshly vaccinated people that had died, and they were getting signals as well, which means there's still enough organic material there to transmit, even though they are cold and dark as well. So that doesn't seem, as long as there seems to be organic matter to some level, how long, well, I guess that doesn't matter because you're dead. So the enclosed space of the car for the vibrations, because the vibrations and the electrical energy of the car is probably part of that process, I suppose. So being out, living tribally, living naturally is the answer. But what other solutions for people who are stuck living more modernly? I mean, I live out in the country. I'm tribal. You know, I don't go into big cities anymore. I'll say though that, you know, Mike Adams, I think, got sick after the first Freedom and Health. Neither of us do many of these big events. I got sick at the Texas one. And it's probably because of the close contact, but other solutions for people that are kind of stuck, they should get out of big cities, but just normal living, I guess. What do you advise?
I think that having EMF protection as best as you can, and really, you know, just having like a little pendant isn't enough. You need literally a Faraday cage. And so what has been shown in the studies that Dr. David Nixon did, so he put a Faraday cage around the microscope, and the chips, microchips, disappeared. And when he took the Faraday cage off, they reappeared. They have a quantum potential program that is really so advanced. You know, we don't know all the answers, Major. Really, this is the issue. And this is why I've been speaking up, because many of my freedom-fighting colleagues, they completely ignore the aspect of nanotechnology and even hydrogel, which we found in even insulin shots. It's in all medical supplies. So the issue is that this science is so far advanced, and we're just endeavoring to do the research to catch up and find the solutions. This is why I'm working with Clifford Connicum and these other scientists to actually find out what it is. And I believe that the answers lie with the intelligence community, with you you guys, the whistleblowers that know that NASA has been involved in geoengineering. You know, I had some engineers contact me and said, yep, you're right on, EDTA is it. You know, well, it's like we need more people coming forward and just stop this diabolical plan. I believe that this is an extinction level event that I'm witnessing, because basically if the unvaccinated are also contaminated and there's no differentiation between vax and unvax blood that we can see right now anymore. And now I'm seeing the same symptoms of vaccination, those people who are being heavily shedded upon. We're seeing it in the food supply. You know what this means is very, very disconcerting. And the issue is this, you showed the DNA made from God, okay? DNA has been shown to be a biophotonic light and sound emitter. And you can manipulate the DNA by changing the spin state, for example, of subatomic particle, by scrambling the light. You don't need a CRISPR gene technology. This stuff is changing all of humanity. It's changing our neurons. It's changing how you're processing thought. If somebody's inserting or manipulating your thoughts, how is your soul being affected? So I think that people need to get way out of the box here and really understand. It's like, what would science look like now in 60 years? Because all the covert operations have had this technology. You just showed stuff from the early 1900s. They were already able to do this and sort of quote, fake a virus via electromagnetic frequency. So I think that we need to, collaborate under many scientific areas, you know, engineers with doctors, with, we mean more whistleblowers. We need to convert those people who are in these programs who maybe still have a conscience, who haven't sold their soul to Satan, because we need people to come forward and tell us more about this, like the Robert Duncans, like people like you, and then collaborate with those of us who are open-minded enough to be able to look and say, okay, I'm willing to throw out everything that I learned in medical school and develop a new way of looking at this, because the technology employed here is way ahead of this time.
Community running from behind the scenes, and not so much the FBI is the storefront, the CIA clowns in action, but the DARPA, BARDA, ARTA stuff is really where it's at. I really believe that via Space Force and NSA stuff. I sell a lot of Faraday bags on my site, but I'm just about to put up curtains as well. When I interviewed Karen Stewart, targeted individual whistleblower fired from NSA 1 year after I was from DEA, she had the Faraday curtains up. So that is a solution there. Also, what about the magnetic blankets? I have those underneath my children's beds. So that when you come out of that battlefield environment, you get detoxified. If you're in a CBRN, chemical, biological, radiological, neurological environment, you take off your suit and you get sprayed down. That's sort of way I see that. You come in with the Faraday curtains, you get on the magnetic pad underneath your mattress. What are your thoughts on that?
So in the experiments that we did with magnets, there were some strange things that happened to the filament. And so one of the concerns is, for example, that certain light frequencies do enhance the growth of this synthetic biology, certainly electrical currents. We were concerned about MRI scanners, because the magnetic field also can be used as an energy source. This is why we need more research. Clearly, this stuff has certain things that make it grow, like electricity, electromagnetic frequency from Wi-Fi. And so we need to be a little bit careful. I believe that there is this underlying quantum program, because these things are able to unfold and infold. And if you look at the literature, I've studied the literature, for example, on graphene, and they were describing how they can manipulate low-level frequencies and create demons. They don't call it plasmons anymore. Plasmons are electrical fields of a higher frequency, but they can actually create demons and then amplify the demons. moment. So if you have this graphene stuff in your system, you're literally creating an artificial intelligent possession type. And this is also part of this warfare thing. So I believe that, you know, staying, keeping your spirits up, being joyful, being in a loving heart, you know, connecting spiritually with your faith is part of your shielding of this, because all of these aspects are attacking you and you're not aware that you're being attacked. You know, I mean, last year I was threatened and then attacked, and I can tell you, I know a thing or two about these weapons because I barely survived it. And I think that you know, when thoughts, for example, are inserted that aren't your own, and these are basically, you know, picked up, who knows how it works, via your cell phone, via GPS, you know, you have to be very, very careful about this and aware.
We've got to wrap, but I'm so glad that you were saved and you have been kept for this. I can see now why I was kept, so that I could do this. I'm sure God is keeping you for this. We can follow you at anamelachiaphd.com. Get Dr. Anna's book, and we will definitely stay in touch. So thank you so much. This is groundbreaking, really important. So remember to fear not, God bless, keep the faith, and hold fast. We will win. We're not always winning, but we will win. Tyrants always fall. Tyranny always fails. But freedom is never given. It is earned. It is fought for. It is won, and it is taken. So take it.